Welcome to Inside Bayou Podcast. Today's episode is a Father's Day special. I have a very interesting guest here with me. We'll be talking about why fathers aren't appreciated that much and how we can also appreciate them and show them some love, and also how we can become better fathers going forward. So yeah, enjoy. So today I have a very interesting guest with me. I will allow him to introduce himself, but would like to start by wishing every father a happy Father's Day. We love you all so much. God richly bless you. Daniel, welcome to Inside Bayou Podcast. Introduce yourself.
Thank you very much, bro.
You're welcome.
My name is Daniel Adjenim Watson. Like, people normally call me K.I. Actually, that's how people know me, K.I. Okay, so I'm glad I'm on this show today, and I'm pretty sure we can deliberate on things and bring out solutions now to make things better.
Definitely.
And first of all, let me wish every father, I wish all the fathers, all of us, I am part. Every Father's Day. Okay. God bless you guys, man.
Sure. So Daniel, you know, the issue we have on board is that we all know that Mother's Day is more celebrated than Father's Day. But then our focus is for that. I'm sure it's for a reason. It's not something people deliberately planned. But then, what do you think is the reason for the low appreciation of fathers on Father's Day?
Okay. First of all, I'll just beg all fathers that they should forgive their children. They should forgive them, because sometimes it's quite clear that we are more concentrated on the mother's role. Okay. I have a few reasons why I think fathers are not really appreciated on Father's Day, right?
All right, let us know.
Are you there?
I'm around.
All right, so, first of all, there's this stuff about natural bonding with the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Sometimes there are some people who really bond with their fathers, but then there's this natural thing that God gives to between us and the mothers. First of all, it's because they carried us in the womb. So even before we came out, they've already how should I put it, started this bond with us. Now for 9 months. So when we come out of the womb and we are growing up, we have this affection towards them that what we have for the fathers, we can't match up to it.
That's true.
You get it, whatever. That's one reason why. How we treat our mothers will always be different.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, sometimes I think that we spend time with our mothers sometimes, actually.
That's true.
The mothers, irrespective of however busy they are, if we have anything, it's then that we go to.
Maybe true.
For our fathers, we are very afraid of them. So if they are coming, they are coming to beat us. But let me say, they've heard that we've done something, they come to punish us. You understand?
Yeah.
So, for instance, like, this, my mother has never seen me.
Wow. Then you're a very good child.
You there?
That means you're a very good child.
You should know. You should hear from my voice, you should understand. But my father, so I told him, please. I love my father, but when it gets to Father's Day, I'll love him, I'll celebrate him. But then there's this soft spot that I have for my mother. Okay, that I can't do anything about it. You get it? Because whatever happens, sometimes when my father was beating me, she'll be the one saying something for me.
Yeah.
You understand? So that it's those little things that you were doing, that's what brings us more closer to them. You understand?
That's true.
They are willing. They are willing. But whatever happens, we can't do anything about it. Women always have their way.
Yeah. But then bringing the focus back to fathers.
Okay.
What do you think are some of the things fathers do wrongly when in relating with their children? That leads to their children not appreciating them more.
Okay. So here's one. Let me give you
a reason. All right.
First of all, some fathers left their families.
Pardon?
Some fathers left their families.
Alright.
I know of some friends that the father never stayed with them. He actually sacked them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this kind of father, this person will celebrate the father, but there's no love.
That's true.
Okay. Yes. Secondly, fathers were always present to punish. Always present to punish, but not ready to spend time or love us. Not like they didn't love us, they did, but then that kind of conversations we had with our mothers, that kind of time we spent with our mothers, the fathers were not around.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they are coming, they come. Hey, Bogu, bruh, come. What did you learn today? What did you do today? If you did anything bad, that's all. You come and ask, you punish them, go and sleep. You understand? For us, we were lucky. For some of us, we were lucky that our fathers actually they spend time with us, but most of the time, fathers are not, they're not around. Do you understand? Yes, it's part of the reasons why. And I think that when a woman is the mother of the house, okay, she takes care of every single thing, okay? All the father does is behind closed doors. Fine, we know the father is the one who gives the money for it, or sometimes gives the money to pay some things, or some women support, but then everything is behind closed doors. We don't see, all we see is the mother doing everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And as human as we are, unconsciously, we are drawn to the things they do. Okay. So we celebrate the fathers, but then you won't be as much as the fathers. Do you understand? Basically, yeah. I think it all boils down to the fact that we don't really spend time with the fathers. Basically, you get it.
I do. I think from your point, one thing fathers can do, one thing we can do going forward for those of us going to become fathers, and for probably the fathers also listening to this podcast, is that we should try to spend more time with our children. And physically it matters, but then also due to the rules of fathers probably in our part of the world, or generally, fathers mostly have to go out and work
and get the money.
And all right, yeah, women also work. Do you get it? But even if it happened that as a father, due to the nature of your work, you have to be away for your children. You should try and call your children often, listen to them. Like, let them know you love them. Do you get it? Yeah.
That thing is very true. There's one thing I planned myself. I've already planned, okay, that when my children are coming up, alright?
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I saw that my dad didn't. He did everything right. Not everything right. He did most of the things right. And I saw that there's some things he wasn't talking about with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because of that, we did them. And we're not proud.
Yeah.
You understand? So yeah, there's some things that I'll sit them down. Okay, you got into this age. Okay, let's talk. Who are you seeing? What do you think about this? You understand? Like, I share this kind of idea to them so that when you go outside there, you're not going to explore. You know what's going on already. You understand?
Yeah.
And one thing too is that some fathers actually they increasing their children.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that they increase, so when they come out, Charlie, they've gotten the chance to mess up and mess up. No, that's wrong. See, if you give your child that chance, always come to you. Always sit down with you and talk. Trust me, when they go out there, that one I can't guarantee they won't do bad.
Adding something more to your point. In Africa or in most parts of the world, fathers are like, not all fathers, but some fathers are like autocratic leaders. You get it? like their point is final. When they say this, no one adds some. When they speak, no one adds some. But personally, from my experience, one thing my dad does, which I think we can learn, or every father out there can learn, is anytime he's done talking to us, or he's done talking to me personally, at the end of every conversation, he would ask, is there anything you want to say? Is there anything you want? So he gives you that room to express yourself. He gives you that room to tell him what's on your heart. And he always makes sure that he asks that question, so that it's not like, all right, I said you are going to school or you are changing school. That's the end. I remember one time my dad wanted to change school, and there were quite a number of options we wanted to choose. And he asked me, which school do you want to? He gives that room for you to express yourself and to choose what you think is best under his guidance. You get it? So I think one, and human beings naturally don't like being dictated to. So one reason why children kind of see their fathers as enemies, or as people they don't really like, not enemies, but then they don't really appreciate the love their fathers show them. It's not because their fathers do not love them, but I think the problem is the manner in which the love is conveyed to them. Probably. So it's like the fathers love them, but then the manner in which fathers convey the love to their children sometimes do not make the communication effective. So mostly the children tend to misinterpret the love language for something else. You get it. So I think going forward, as fathers, we should one thing fathers need to do is to give their children more listening, a listening ear. It shouldn't be only a democratic sort of relationship. You get where I say, I want you to be a doctor, and that's it. I want you to do this, and that's it. And fathers should also get more involved. Fathers should make their children friends. Do you get it? So it's nice if you can play games with your father and everything.
So
I think there are quite a number of things fathers can improve to
a lot of things
to make them more appreciated, and we can learn.
That is a lot of things for me. Right now, I see myself in my dad. He'll play games with you. He'll do everything with you. Okay, when it comes to decision making, he'll tell you, let's do this, let's do that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's like, I am able to think like a father, even though I'm not even yet the father.
That's true.
That way, I celebrate him in that aspect, because that's what he did. He kind of like instilled that kind of fathership in me. Okay, I know how he portrays his love. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's one thing that many fathers are not ready to understand, and I am praying for this generation. I am praying hard for this generation that will actually be good fathers, so that this trend, Father's Day not being celebrated, will vanish. Okay, because he are great. They are great. You understand?
And also,
fathers do a lot of things.
One thing I've noticed, you know, as you said earlier, like most fathers, mostly as fathers who tend to, not all fathers, but mostly fathers are the ones that end up leaving their children, up and everything. So sometimes, mostly, unfortunately, some people might have been hurt by their parents, by their father specifically. Some people felt their dads have been cruel to them and everything. Do you get it? But then I think as children of God, or as people who are supposed to learn from the way of Jesus, no matter how much your father might have hurt you, or might have been cruel to you, or might have neglected you, we should still find a place in our hearts
and forgive them
and love them. So that's the example Jesus left for us. Do you get it?
So even
As we are celebrating Father's Day, we want to encourage everyone that, especially if your dad has not been so good to you, it's time you try and love him and forgive him and show him some love. Because you might not understand their actions. They might not be justifiable, but then it's up to us to still love them and honor them. One last question before we say goodbye. How do you think we can honor our fathers this Father's Day? What are some of the gifts?
Okay. right now that we are even in the house, most of them are in the house and all that. I think one of the ways you can do is just, okay, daddy, today I just want to spend time with you. What do you want to do? You understand? Yeah. What do you like doing? Do you want us to play games? Do you want us to do this? Maybe some of us, you can't buy anything for your father, but you can spend your time with your father, laugh with him, let him tell you stories and everything. That would even bring the bond between you two, alright? Yeah. Secondly, if you have the money, right? There are a lot of things you can buy. And even if it's just one, even if it's just credit, okay? Sometimes daddies, they don't need anything from you, you understand? But then they will show you that kind of appreciation that, oh, you actually thought about me to buy me 20 cities worth of credit. You understand? It goes along. So you can buy them. And first of all, when the day comes, okay, the first thing I have to do is to pray for them.
Very true. We need to pray for our fathers. And you know, about praying for our fathers, one thing about fathers, most people don't know is that fathers hardly open up. Do you get it?
That's hardly open up. That thing about things not opening up,
he might be going through something, he might be going through a lot, just for our sake, just for your sake, and the sake of your siblings and the family. But then he wouldn't tell you what exactly he's going through. Unlike some of us, every small thing we are crying and we are complaining. But then fathers keep everything to themselves, and they try to be the men of the house as they are supposed to be. So we should really pray for them. Yeah, the prayer is very necessary.
That's true. So guys, it's a little thing, right? Not think too much. Okay, he's my father. Let me just just get him something small. Just go to me, daddy. Happy Father's Day. I love you. Do you understand? Let him understand that whatever he has done, whatever he hasn't done, he did. Do you understand? Like, it's as simple as that. All right. Let's break that trend. Now, it's good to celebrate our mothers. We don't have a choice. Just blood, right? But then the father is also a lot of things. Do you understand?
Yeah.
As I said, spend time with them, get something for them, talk to them, okay? And let them, like, there are not much things to do with our fathers, if you ask me. Okay, so these are the little things that you can do with them. Let them know that, yes, you appreciate whatever that is done for you, and I'm pretty sure everything will be fine. And it will be a wonderful day, honestly.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'd like to end by wishing every father one more time a happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all fathers.
Yeah, and say God will bless you. Yeah, and to you also, yeah. I hope your children are doing well.
Yeah.
I hope your children are doing well.
Oh, they are doing well. They are waiting for me. You know, I just came back from a trip and they are waiting for me so that we go and spend some time and all that. You know?
Interesting. Yeah. Only God knows how many children you have. So it was great having you. Please, I'm not your father yet. So thank you.
I know we wonderful fathers. So
let's just work towards it. Nothing good comes by chance. We need to be purposeful and conscious about
it. One last thing. Please, our mothers will be listening to this. Mm-hmm. When it's Father's Day, it's not the children but appreciate the father. Your wife too, he has been your husband and he's your father to the father of the house. So let's all play a part in celebrating Father's Day. It starts from you and the children will learn. Thank you.
Sure. Alright, thank you once again for making time to join us.
Sure. I'm very glad that I'm featured on this end. I'm pretty sure there will be more time to share on things and ponder on things. And I thank you for inviting me here.
Definitely. God bless you. God bless you too.